Hi everyone, Dave Dedden from Turnbuckle Trash. We've got a special edition of The Trash. Zane and I are going to be talking about some good news about Roman Reigns. And then we're also going to talk about what is going on with Dave Batista. Zane talks to the president of a new promotion in Salt Lake City. That's all coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, the big news comes on Monday Night Raw when Roman Reigns made the big announcement. And joining us is Zane.
You forgot to say joining us via satellite.
Oh, I did, didn't I? You want me to do it official now? Make it sound official?
Yes.
Okay. joining us via satellite this morning is Zane Peterson via satellite from San Pete County, Utah. Zane Peterson joins us once again via satellite.
Zane. So, one thing I want to get out of the way, okay, again, Dave, I always revert back to social media, you know, since my whole entire life and my status revolves around social media, I spend so much time on social media because I love it so incredibly much.
Yeah, some sarcasm noted in that voice.
Yes, yes, heavy, heavy on the sarcasm. So I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
I have a question for your question.
Okay.
Isn't that how they get you, is a question for your question?
A question for your question.
Answer your question via question?
Yes.
I read in a comment, just a real quick, as I was going through the Instagram this morning on the WWE, some people were saying, kind of discrediting his leukemia story, saying, oh, go figure, Roman Reigns has leukemia. Meanwhile, he's shooting, I guess is he Hobbs's brother in the new Hobbs and Shaw Fast and Furious offshoot.
Yeah. You know what I have to say to those people that make that kind of comment? You want my opinion? They can bite me. That's awful. That's stupidity.
People are assholes.
There's no other way to put it. They are.
So do you know the backstory on the Hobbs and Shaw deal, or...
When was
that filmed, or do you know much about that yet?
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, The Rock is in it, and they're related, and he's taking a chemotherapy, but that doesn't mean he's dead, you know?
I see.
You can do things when you're on chemotherapy. Now, I've never been on chemotherapy, but I do know that you can do some things, even though chemotherapy makes you very ill at times and people, you know, lose their hair and things like that. But you can do things. And he was well enough to be able to film the role. I say more power to him. And then if people don't like it, bite me. I mean, just bite me.
You and I, Dave, are of the Latter-day Saint faith.
Yes.
And as we know, Latter-day Saints can serve a mission for their church, and it's not uncommon for people who are retired to go out and do service missions and other things for their church. So my neighbor, they were all set to go to Chile, and they were literally 2 weeks away from going. They had shipped all their stuff to Chile. And they were just getting their last little bitty things done. They had a little tiny Scott blood work came back, and the doctor was like, that looks a little bit strange.
Uh-huh.
They did a little bit more tests, And I guess it's a super, super, super rare form of leukemia.
Right.
That is very, 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 very treatable if found early.
Right.
And so they had to ship all of her stuff back from Chile. And anyway, so Scott went through chemotherapy, and they said that this form of leukemia that he had, most people go through life and don't realize that they even have it. And so sometimes I wonder if we make a big deal when somebody says the big C word.
Yeah.
You know, when you've had some of the C word before,
yeah,
in your vocabulary, with early detection and things like that, you have a better success rate. So anyway, so Scott went through chemo treatments, and you would have not even known that Scott was going through chemotherapy treatment or anything. The doctors told him that his blood cell, is it your white blood cells,
mm-hmm,
when you're to help you fight off sickness.
Right.
He had to be a little bit careful around the grandkids and stuff this winter to make sure he didn't get a cold or anything when he didn't have any white blood cells, or else it could have made him really sick. But you would have never even known. So I guess my point is that, you know, somebody like Roman Reigns, maybe it was a form of leukemia that is not super aggressive, or, you know, we don't know. And I guess it's none of our business, is my point.
And that is very true. And plus, what would, if it came out that this was a work, what kind of horrible, horrible decision would that be from someone from the WWE?
There's no way
that they would ever do anything like that. So there are people, and I know someone who made that kind of a comment like that on social media right after the first announcement. He's a friend of mine, but I'm not going to mention who he is. Well, I was just so disappointed in that guy. And some of these people are trying to be funny when they make that kind of comment. This is real life. I've had cancer. I am a cancer survivor, not the same form that Roman has, but you don't mess with that kind of real life situation. It's not a work, and the people that do that just make me ill. They physically make me sick to my stomach when I read those kind of comments.
If you ever want to feel good about yourself, just read the comment section in Facebook and Instagram and realize that people are stupid, and you'll be like, hey, you know what? At least I'm not this guy. I'm not three-quarter brain dead.
But, you know, also on those comments, you're going to have people making excellent comments, and they're going to be wishing.
You know, for every 30 comments that are good, there's probably only one that's bad.
So. Yeah, and those people are idiots. I mean, they're Chris Jericho idiots. You're a stupid idiot. So, I mean, honestly, I can't think of any other word to describe somebody that would think that and put that on social media, except you're just a stupid idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I give Chris Jericho the credit there, but for all those good comments, you know, real life.
But hey, Dave, on a lighter note, our favorite performer was on Raw last night.
Which one? Because I haven't seen all of Raw yet.
The very last segment, the Stinger was on the segment for Ric Flair. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
No, I haven't yet. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, but he was didn't have his makeup on, and he was just
celebrate
Ric Flair's birthday. So,
oh, that's awesome.
You want me to spoil it for you or not?
No, go ahead. I'll still watch it.
Maybe the road to WrestleMania is finally being paved. Guess who showed up backstage and attacked Ric Flair?
Who?
Dave Batista.
You think that? Drax the Destroyer came back, huh?
Drax the Destroyer
Wow.
destroyed the Nature Boy and Wow. got Triple H's attention.
Oh, I love
it. So could we be setting up a WrestleMania?
Oh,
Triple
definitely.
H versus Batista?
Definitely. Definitely.
Hey, you know what? That has the potential to be a as old, good old JR would call it, a good old-fashioned barn burner.
Yep, it does.
A good old-fashioned slobber knocker. That could be the match of the night, you know? A lot of people make fun of Triple H because he's married to the McMahons and he keeps putting himself in these matches. But, dude, if the guy can still go,
he can still
why
go.
Not?
Yeah, I have no problem.
I mean, Triple H is rock freaking solid, dude. I would not mess with him one bit.
Let me explain why I haven't watched Monday Night Raw yet, because we're recording this on a Tuesday morning. Our feed for Monday Night Raw does not begin until 9 o'clock Mountain Time. I have to get up every morning shortly after 4 a.m. And at 9 o'clock in my bedtime, I got to get my beauty rest. So I record it and I watch it the next day.
That's key, Dave.
Yeah.
Your beauty rest. You know, Dave, you should be able to go days and days and days without sleep then.
I have in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that wasn't fun.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sure, I'll be having a good day.
I definitely will, because I got to talk professional wrestling. Coming up next on The Trash, Zane and his interview with Manny Lemons. It's all next on The Trash.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Now it's time to go to school.
You mean like wrestling?
Yeah.
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
Joining us right now is Zane, old Mac Zane Peterson. You are the man.
So you said joining us. Who else is there with you?
I'm large enough for two or three people, man.
Is Teresa there?
She's in the other room.
So I guess she's part of the pod. Maybe she's like the producer.
Yeah, she'll be the producer tonight. I hope she produces me some of that pie here pretty quick. We got in the refrigerator.
Because isn't the producer the one that sits in the other room and does the adjustments and makes sure you're on time for break?
Right, and then scratches her nose a little bit.
Yeah. Who's your producer at the radio station?
Me, myself, and I.
What?
I am.
How does
anybody
trust you?
I am a one-man show, brother.
How does anybody trust you with yourself?
If you've ever listened to my show, you know you can't.
I miss your show, dude. No offense to anybody in radio down in Sanpete County, but their stations are terrible.
Well, we have fun. That's
you know, I do have to bring up an issue, though. That you and I think this is going to affect the podcast going forward.
Uh-oh, what's this?
I read your blog for your radio station today, and this – now, keep in mind, if this doesn't have anything to do with wrestling, but this is our show, so I'll say whatever the heck I want, right?
You're right.
Nobody else pays the bills but me and Dave.
That's
so
right.
I get like 30% of this show, and Dave gets – more. It's like a solid 70-30.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, Dave, this could affect the podcast going forward because I read on your blog that you don't like Apocalypse Now.
No. I hated that movie.
I'm sorry, but, you know, if by the rules of the internet, Dave, we officially have to hate each other now.
We will, because it's the official rules of the internet.
Yeah, if you disagree with somebody, you have to hate them and call them names. You big duty head. You big poo-poo duty face. Head.
Duty head? Poo-poo. I will say this. The scene with the helicopters, was it Robert Duvall saying, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Love that scene. And then there's the scene when they're going up the Cambodian River and the guy gets attacked by a tiger and he's writing a letter home to his love of his life and says, I almost got ate alive by a tiger. Add in a couple of words there. I thought that was okay. Marlon Brando was absolutely horrendous in that movie.
Oh, dude, I thought he did so good. I love
Marlon
that.
Brando?
Yeah,
No, this is over, man. We can't be friends. Marlon Brando? You probably thought he was good in Superman too, didn't you?
No, I just, you know, he died shortly after that.
And I don't wish ill. I'm not going to say ill of the dead, except that in that movie and in the Superman movies, he was pathetic.
Pathetic. I love that show, dude. I love that show.
Oh, well, that, you know, different strokes for different folks. But at least we both love wrestling.
Hey, you know what? And I think that this is well deserving of an announcement. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. There was some heat between myself and somebody that used to be on the show with you, and I saw him at the show on Saturday. So I want to give a shout out to Tom Sherlock. You know, you and him did start this show, and because of differences and his schedule and things, he couldn't continue to do it. So I kind of stepped in as the next co-host, I guess, if you will. But
next man up.
And we have some differences, but we do agree on that we both like professional wrestling, and we had a great time at the show, the DCW show on Saturday.
Oh, and Tom is hilarious. He's so funny.
Yeah. So I just want to give a shout out to him that I went up and shook his hand and said hi to him. And anyways, I just want to give a shout out to him for being a former part of the show and helping get you started, and then you bringing me on. And
yeah, and a big thanks to Trent also for allowing us to be on his podcast network.
Yeah, and Trent was at the show too. He's doing a lot of photography and videography and things for DCW, so good on him. That's cool.
Let's give you a shout out, because in a few minutes you're going to have an interview that you conducted Saturday night with Manny Lemons, who is a competitor, but he's also the owner of the promotion. It's a new promotion in Salt Lake City, and he has some big plans, and it's a really good interview, so hang around for that.
Yeah. He is the man, the brand, the king of the lemonade stand. Let's do that interview right now, should we?
We should.
Let's do it right now, and then we'll throw that in there, because I think that'll be a really good lead-in to some of our next topics.
All right, everybody, welcome to a special edition of Turnbuckle Trash. As you can hear, it's a little loud in here. They are taking down the ring here at a wonderful, wonderful new promotion in Salt Lake called Devotion Championship Wrestling. And right now, joining me is the man himself, the man of many lemons, I guess you'd say, Manny Lemons. Say hi, Manny.
Hey, everybody, how we doing tonight?
Manny, first of all, this has been about four or five weeks in the making. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on for this special interview tonight.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. It's an extreme honor to be here, that's for sure.
Well, Manny, I want to get a couple things out of the way real quick. Let's talk about you. So we're here tonight. You put on a great match. Tell us a little bit about who is Manny Lemons, what he's done, and some of your accomplishments.
Manny Lemons is the man, the brand, the king of the lemonade stand. He hails high, plucked from the lemon tree. I'd say some of my biggest accomplishments is I have performed on both Impact Wrestling TV and Ring of Honor Television, as well as even have a victory at their Future of Honor product. So that was probably, you know, a big accomplishment in my career. You know, wrestling all over the Southwest and the West Coast, East Coast as well. I've done some work in the Monster Factory. You know, just pretty much building my brand as I can, you know.
Wow. Manny, so I've seen you before here in Salt Lake. We've had some people from UCW on the show, and they're fantastic over there. And what a great job you've done tonight. So So tell us a little bit about who's your favorite person or that you like to work with in the ring?
Favorite person I like to work with in the ring, I'd say probably one of my biggest foes would be Big Vig. You know, we've not only wrestled here in Salt Lake City, but, you know, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona. We kind of fought each other over the Southwest and, you know, just kind of a unspoken rivalry, I would say, with him.
Well, and there is no question that Big Vig is a big dude. He towers over you by probably dang near 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the difference, though. It doesn't matter how big they are. Once I bite that lemon, I get that zest. Game over.
So, Manny, real quick, I want to talk to you about something that, as a performer, has been on my mind. So, tonight we saw a lot of guys do some crazy moves in the ring, okay? I saw somebody on social media said something about how some of these moves are so dangerous, and they're getting even more dangerous, and I wish I could remember where I saw it. They said that wrestling now is lacking storytelling, and that somebody's going to get hurt in the ring if they continue these high risk maneuvers. Tell me what your thoughts are on storytelling and high risk maneuvers. I saw a lot of both tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, with Manny Lemons being the character I have, I'm a big storyteller, so I believe in that aspect of the game. You know, if you the story, the show, it's a big part of it. Yeah, the moves are one thing, but if you can go out there and people believe in you, that's a whole different level. Once you can master that, you master the art of professional wrestling, in my opinion. You know, I mean, the moves can get you over, but, I mean, every big name you talk to, if you don't have a character going behind you, then the moves really mean nothing.
So tell me a little bit about where did Manny Lemons come from?
Manny Lemons. When I began my career, I actually began my career as Manny Fresh here at UCW in Salt Lake City, Utah. Just through my travels, I actually met, you know, you guys may know him from Bob Evans from Ring of Honor and Kevin Kelly. I went to a Ring of Honor tryout camp, and they didn't really remember who I was, but they remembered my name. First name was Manny, and they remembered I wore a bright yellow shirt, so they said Lemons. And after the camp, they're just like, why don't you run with something like that? Why don't you kind of create it your own? Because, again, I could do the wrestling moves, but Ring of Honor, Impact, WWE, they're all looking for someone who could tell a story. You could be a character and bring value to their product. So by doing so, running with the Manny Lemons gimmick, I didn't just become another wrestler in the locker room. I became another character in the wrestling world.
I love it. I love it. So one thing I want to tell you is the MK Bandit, we've had him on the podcast before, that slimy heel. The one true heel, the MK Bandit. And one thing that's always stuck out to me is he says, there's WWE fans and there's wrestling fans. So in Manny's opinion, what did you see here tonight, and what have you seen in your career and all these shows that you've been going to, and what does that mean to you, the difference between, say, a WWE fan and a wrestling fan?
I mean, that's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, WWE, yeah, I mean, they're on there putting stories, you know. I mean, now with NXT, you know, the more their characters are becoming more move-oriented, so, I mean, but to say that there's WWE fans and then there's pro wrestling fans, yeah, that's true. But at the same time, no, because it's all one world. All one world. We're all professional wrestling.
Well, and that's the big key right there is professionals in the ring. So one thing I want to talk to you about again is this promotion you have here tonight, Devotion Championship Wrestling. What a great show you put on. I mean, honestly, one of the best independent shows I've seen to date. Tell me a little bit about Devotion. What made you get into this? And you have basically, you've crossed the bridge now from a professional wrestler to a promoter.
Yeah, and that's kind of a, you know, I honestly never really wanted to get in the promoting game, but I saw an opportunity through my travels and going everywhere else. People are always like, oh, there's wrestling in Utah. Yeah, I mean, there's been a company who's ran here for 17 years, but a lot of their workers have never really broke the mold and got out there and made a name for themselves. There's only been one guy, and it's been Marty the Moth. Me and Marty the Moth are really good friends, and I love the guy. We talk all the time. But it's, he did that on his own. No one really taught him how to do it. So by my travels and me getting out there, it really kind of set my mindset, okay, there's an opportunity here in Utah to really create something. Why don't I take a group of guys who are devoted to this business, and why don't we try to make something special here in Utah? Not only for the fans, but the workers to enjoy themselves. You know, a lot of it, too, is my late uncle, he was a huge wrestling fan. He'd always come out and support me in my career. And, you know, I feel like there's life after life after death. He's been traveling with me on the road, and I could just feel his spirit. And I feel him out here in the crowd tonight when they're going crazy. I can just feel his spirit sitting in the front row. And he's been a big motivator, because the promoter here in Utah really didn't give back to his fans. That guy would travel 3 hours for a show and would never really, wouldn't care. I mean, he still had to pay full price ticket. They'd show up every show. He's guaranteed to be sitting in the front row. And he didn't care. And then when he passed away, he didn't really care either. And that just kind of put a bad taste in my mouth. Okay, I want to give back to the community of Utah. I want to help build something here, not only for the fans, but for the wrestlers to build their own brand and become something bigger than just the Utah bubble, if that makes sense.
I love it. So a lot of guys we've seen tonight have wrestled in other promotions, and a lot of new guys. So tell me about, you've been a really, really busy guy and hard to get a hold of, because you have also, along with starting your own promotion, you have also started your own training facility and a school, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, you know, I've never been more excited to train in my entire life. We have a good core of guys who come here, and you know, they never wrestled in the ring before, and they just want to try it out. And they seem very motivated to do it, and that motivates me not only as a promoter but as a worker to not only up my game but become better and be better in the reality, if that makes sense.
So you were in the ring tonight against Big Vig. You and Tom Chad tag teamed against Big Vig and the MK Bandit. So you had a lot on your plate, not just tonight, but probably several nights. But tonight in particular, you were responsible for lining everything up and getting all this stuff together and wrestling. So how the heck do you find time for all this?
You got to make time. There's enough hours in the day where you just kind of do it. Me and my lovely lady, we've been here since 11:30 setting up, getting everything in order. And it really didn't just start today. It started, since last show. We've been building this product since the last show we put on. And it's going to be the same thing come Monday morning. We're going to be strategic planning to get to that, get to Match Madness coming up on March 9th. Honestly, at the end of the day, it's just for the thrill of performing.
Oh, Manny. So that brings me to another question that's been on my mind a lot lately, too, is social media. I see Devotion is doing a really, really good job of promoting on social media. Your guys are cutting some awesome promos. They're getting some heat, good guys and bad guys. I mean, the Josh Blade, Tombstone Jesus, they were going back and forth on social media, and I just loved watching it. So tell me a little bit about your thoughts on social media, and how do you think that it's changed the way you can promote and change the way of wrestling, or just give me your thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Social media has definitely changed not only in just wrestling but in all of the entire world of promoting. Everyone and their dog has a cell phone. Everyone and their dog has a Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know what I mean? It's definitely, you log on and you log on Facebook, you see our posts, it's, people are seeing the product that they maybe wouldn't see if it was in a newspaper or if it was, I don't know, on a billboard, because if you don't drive by that billboard, you never see it. But you log into your Facebook, you see, search nearby events, you're going to see us, So it's definitely changed the landscape, not only for promoting, but the shows going on, having more eyes on your product.
Every now and again, some controversy pops up in the world of professional wrestling about people being in character on social media. We don't want to be rude, but everybody seems to look to be offended. So how do you see characters being in kayfabe and social media? And that seems like it would be hard to do.
I mean, it is borderline hard. I mean, I believe in the whole aspect. Yeah, everyone has a personal life.
So, I mean, you need to have your own brand, your own character Facebook, and then, you know, you can have your family friend Facebook with your real name and stuff like that. As far as the whole butthurt thing, I mean, like, for instance, with us, we believe in the whole kayfabe thing. You know, we have our own merch table where there's a hillside and then there's a face side. We don't want them mingling. We don't want them interacting with anyone else.
I love that.
We believe in that aspect of the game because, I mean, what you watch someone kick the crap out of each other and all of a sudden they're walking out the door being friends, buddy-buddy. You know, I want people to believe we're in there kicking each other's butts.
I love it. So one thing you see also on professional wrestling that seems to be a new thing you see on the larger promotions is the heel and face is almost kind of gone. Not gone, but it's not as prominent as it was. And now you have, like, the anti-hero, you know, the Becky Lynch, the Stone Cold Steve Austin. What do you think about that role versus the traditional way where it used to be just there was no gray. It was black and white. There was a good guy versus a bad guy. And now you have people that are kind of good or kind of bad. What's Manny's opinion on that?
Honestly, I mean, it's kind of borderline there. I believe in the whole heel face thing, but at the same time, I believe whatever the fans want, we got to give them. So if you want to cheer a bad guy and that's your analogy, you want to be just like that guy, by all means, I think go for it. I mean, look at Hulk Hogan. For 30 years, he was the biggest baby face in the business. He, you know, the minute he turned heel, not only did people boo him, but then people kind of attracted to him, say, hey, you know what? I like this kind of badass, edgy Hulk Hogan, you know? Steve Austin helped pave the way for that. You know, you're like, oh, he's kicking up his boss. But no, that's pretty cool. I hate my boss. I want to be like that. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But, I mean, it's all up to the fans. We need to give the fans what they want, not what old school, old rules were. If the fans are attracted to that, by all means, let them cheer the hill, in my opinion.
So what is Devotion Championship Wrestling? What do you see in the future of your fan base? And I mean, I can tell that you guys are growing. And is this your second show?
This is our third show.
Third show, yep. Okay.
In the future, I mean, honestly, I don't want this just to be another independent promotion that came in Utah and then, you know, kind of went away. I want to build this to be, I want it to be a pipeline for those bigger companies, for Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, WWE. I want it to be one of the number one companies, not just in Utah or the Southwest, but in the entire world.
I love it. I love it. There's Leo Wolf. What a good match. Leo, this is Turnbuckle Trash. You did a great job tonight. Do you have anything to say to the world out there?
Things to say right now. Well, Leo Wolf has just entered in the DCW Heavyweight Championship. The tournament's next month. And I guarantee you, you're going to see a strap around my waist pretty soon.
I love it. I love it. What a good show tonight, Leo. Thank you very much for your time. And
Thank you very much for having me on. Catch you around.
See you, Leo.
Thank you.
So let's talk about that real quick. Your performers and how I noticed that they were all, even if they're good guys or bad guys, interacting with the fans. Tell me a little bit about what your thoughts are on interaction with the fans.
Oh, I mean, the fans pay to come see you. Why the heck would you not interact? Like I said, if they're good, bad, or different, you know what I mean? Like, if the fans paid to see them, they want to see them, they need to see them.
I love it. I love it. So Devotion is growing. I mean, I can tell in the last, I mean, I think I commented to you, I saw some pictures and stuff of your last event, and I said, wow, you had a heck of a turnout. And it looks like tonight, it was a sold-out show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just want to, like I said, we just want to grow. We could fit, you know, if we had to, we'd knock one of these walls down, fit 500 more people.
I love it. I love it.
Here.
I love it. Well,
I want everyone to enjoy this is the goal, too, you know?
Well, Manny, before we let you go, one thing I want to talk about, too, is on Turnbuckle Trash, we've tried to market our podcast, you know, even though we're small, we've tried to market it a little bit towards, I guess, kind of the PG-13 era. You know, a podcast where dads can listen to it with their sons. And you know, sometimes you see, like ECW was pretty edgy. And I know fans want to see the edgy product, but fans also want to see a family-friendly product. Tell me what you think about both sides of that.
I mean, both sides are good. I mean, you know, it's, I want it to be family oriented, you know. So, I mean, anytime we do promos and stuff, I make sure there's no cussing. I absolutely don't want that. But at the same time, I mean, you don't have to cuss and be half nude in order to give that product, you know. I mean, it could be, you know, someone, MK coming out and basically calling me a big dummy instead of a big ass, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something just as similar, but that every age group is going to get that.
I see. Well, Manny, I sure appreciate your time. This has been a long time in the making, and I'm glad we could finally get together tonight. You're a busy guy. You're traveling all the time. Is there anything else you want to, you know, social media, anything you want to talk about real quick before we close out this interview?
Like I said, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Manny Lemons. I'm the man, the brand, the king of the lemonade stand. Also at Devotion Championship Wrestling, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I really, you know, all one product. You know, you find that company, you find me, you find me, you find that company.
I love that. Manny, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And thank you for Devotion Championship Wrestling.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a good night.
Submission. This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Yeah, I thought you did fantastic, man. I really wanted to be there, but we're doing some remodeling at my house, and, man, I had to be home, man. I just had to
That's
be
okay.
Home,
so. I'll forgive you just this once and realize, Dave, nobody's perfect.
They had a big crowd. They had great matches.
Yeah. Dude, I was honestly, Dave, like we got there an hour early, and, you know, Manny was – bless his heart, was running around there like a chicken with his head cut off, trying to get things set up, trying to get the sound going. I mean, and so I just kind of, I was like, hey, dude, you know, let me know how things are going. I'll catch up with you after the show, just because I didn't want to pin him down and bug him. Little bit by little bit, people started trickling in, and more trickled in. And believe it or not, the Jazz were playing the Mavericks across the street. So this event was at the Gateway in Salt Lake City, and it's right across the street from the
Vivint Smart Home Arena.
Yeah, whatever it's called these days. whoever pays the most money to get their name on the side
That's
of the
exactly
building.
That's exactly what it is.
Anyways, right across the street, somebody sold their Jazz tickets to somebody on the street, and came over and bought wrestling tickets. They, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. I was like, that is a devoted wrestling fan. That is cool. Yeah. So, anyways,
well, I saw a video that was posted that was of Mean Mike and Jagger Lane and one other competitor.
Yeah, that's
and Jagger Lane, who's been on the show with us, boy, he took a real bump, didn't he?
Oh, my gosh, Dave. And that video does not do it justice, because we were sitting right on the very front row on that corner of the ring. Jagger Lane was right in front of us, and he didn't quite get in place right away. Mean Mike went running and did a drop kick right there on the ring apron, and you could tell that Jagger was genuinely hurt.
Yeah, he got his bell rung, I'll tell you that.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had got a mild concussion out of that, because he got his bell rung. You know, I was trying to cheer him on. You know, get up, Jagger, it'll be okay. You know, because he's a cool guy, you know.
Yeah, he is.
And he's in really good shape, too. My goodness, that kid's
good. The first time I saw him was like 3 years ago at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And he's probably dropped about 30 pounds, but what he has put on is nothing but muscle.
Oh, his upper body is huge. I mean, he's been – and since I saw him last year, I saw him at an EPW show, and I saw him after the show, and I was like, hey, Jagger, I was like, that is a heck of a bump you took. I was like, you okay? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'll be all right. He's like, that was pretty tough, though. And I says, dude, I says, you did a great job. And I says, and not only that, I said, you're looking good, man. I says, keep up the good work. So I think he was pretty glad about that.
Yeah, he's had a tryout with Impact Wrestling. So,
oh, cool.
I hope something will come up for him in the future. And then, you know, being there with Manny and the guys there, that can be nothing but helpful, you know. And
yeah.
He does a lot of training. And, yeah, he's a good guy. I really like him, so.
I mean, I don't see the need to go match by match, you know, and give it a whole rundown. But boy, there was some people that I've seen before at independent shows in Salt Lake. Some people I didn't see. They had a guy from Colorado. His name's Dr. Trey. Kind of a short, stocky African American fella that I don't know what he got some serious heat from the crowd. He just was working the crowd really good, and the guy was tough as nails, and I saw him after the show, and I was like, hey, dude, you did a good job. It's so awesome to see these guys in character and out of character. He's like, he was like the nicest guy I have ever talked to. He's like, oh, thanks, man. Did I do okay? And, you know, and I was like, you did awesome. And he's like, I was like, tell me where I should have got gave him a little more information, but I don't want to be pushy with people with the podcast. You know, I don't want to be rude. Like, oh, let's do an interview real quick. I kind of want to get to know people and get our name out there a little more and then go into these type of things. And he's from Denver, and he trains about 3 days a week. He's only been doing it for 2 years. He says 2.5 years, and that guy's going places. I wouldn't be surprised if you'll see him in, you know, championship wrestling from Hollywood, FSW, some of these other, you know, mild, you know, big, I don't know, a little bit larger promotions, you know. But the guy was so good. And so good at the heat, too.
Maybe some of our listeners that might not be in the West right now, Future Stars of Wrestling, FSW, does shows in Las Vegas. There's also other wrestling promotions that promote in that area. I think some of them share talent and stuff. They do a lot of show at Sam's Town. They do a lot of performances at Sam's Town, some at Orleans. So if you're a wrestling fan, you're going into Vegas, check them out. Try to find out where a show is and go support these guys, because you will not be disappointed.
And, you know, Dave, my highlight of the night was, you'll never believe who came, who showed up in Salt Lake City.
It wasn't me, was it?
Not you.
Who was there?
The federal director of athletic competition overseeing all of sports entertainment.
The man that was nominated to that position by the President of the United States.
He was appointed to that position by President Trump. That's basically, would you say that's a cabinet position, or is that a little bit not quite a cabinet position?
If it's not, it should be.
Oh, I agree.
And who are you talking about? Tell everyone. Who
the MK Bandit. The MK Bandit. Dude, what a stud.
Yes.
And he was there with Big Vig. And Big Vig was supposed to be in a solo match with Manny Lemons. And he invoked his executive action and called out another performer. The guy's name was Anaya. I'm not sure where he's from, but he was solid too. Tough guy, great look. Some of these guys, like Big Vig, Manny Lemons, this Anaya fella, I would not be surprised if within the next few years you'll see them on television somewhere else besides Salt Lake, you know.
Yeah, Big Vig, I know he does some stuff in Colorado, and if I'm not mistaken, he was on one of the ROH shows one time as one of the securities. I think it was Big Vig, but I've seen him wrestle in person a couple of times. This is an up and comer. He is good.
He's good, dude. And this guy that he was tagging with was super good. And then Manny announced his tag team partner. He wasn't on the card. He wasn't advertised. I guess he showed up earlier in the day and sat back in the back drinking beer all day and smashing pineapples and eating them.
Oh.
Tom Chad showed
up. Tom. Oh, man. Yeah. Tom, what a great guy.
And what funny? A funny guy.
Oh, he is so funny. And now he's into pineapples, I guess.
Yes.
So with Manny and the Lemons and Tom and the pineapples, they call themselves fruit salad?
I don't know what they call themselves, but they were a good tag team, and they worked well together, and they and he was funny. He's smashing pineapples on his head, and they dumped a bunch of beer all over MK Bandit and pile-drived him, and MK took a pretty good hit, too. So
yeah.
Good for him. What a stud.
I got to have dinner with Tom and also one of his former tag team partners, and Andrew Sowell, a couple of years ago in Ogden. We just had a great time. It was so much fun. Just some great guys.
Yeah, that's.
But it sounded like you had a great time.
Oh man, we had such a good time, and like I said, we sat right on the front row, and the crowd was really, really into it, and they just did a. I was just really, really impressed for this is Manny said this was their third show. I mean, we're talking these guys are green, man. They're brand spanking freaking new in this business, and I was just so taken back by how good the crowd was, how well behaved the crowd was. You know, there wasn't people swearing, there wasn't people, you know, like I've been to some house shows and not house shows, I guess independent shows where they're a little bit smaller scale and it's just like family members and kids were running all around and, you know, just wasn't very good quality, you know, but not here. Just a good show. And my kid had a blast and was interacting. The guys, the wrestlers were, you know, gave a high five to one of the guys and we just had a good time. And I think I should have had half my check this month deposited into that guy's concession stand there because we must have made about 10 trips to the concession stand. My kid was all hopped up on sugar and Dr. Pepper and hot dogs. And I said, you're here with Dad and I. You can get anything you want.
Hey, by the way, if you're going to be in the Salt Lake City area on March the 9th, they're having their next show. It's called the Match Madness. March 9th, Match Madness. They're having a tournament to come up with a Devotion Championship Wrestling champion. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have some pretty big names. The Usos' brother is going to be there again.
Yep. Yeah. That's cool. That's a, you know, I heard, I saw something about him on social media, and I guess the rumor that I saw, NXT has been after him for quite a while, and he told them not yet. And he wants to do some more independent shows, get a little more experience, and then I would imagine you'll probably see him in NXT within the next couple of years.
And that's going to be on March the 9th. In Salt Lake City. We'll keep up with these guys, and I know I'm going to be trying to come to one or two of shows over the next couple of weeks and or a couple of months because I really want to go down there and see how they have it set up and get to meet Manny himself. The great interview. I can't express to you enough my admiration that you took that by the bullhorns, and I know you haven't had a lot of formal training, but you did a great job.
Well, thanks, Dave. And, you know, shout out to him, too, because we've been trying to put this together. I think we announced that we were going to talk to Manny a month ago, and if it wouldn't kind of just fell through because, you know, that is a guy – you know how they say there's, like, two types of people. One person, like, talent just comes naturally to them, and the other type of person, they just have to work their freaking butt off and – Not saying any like less talent or anything of Manny, but that is a guy that you can tell just genuinely loves professional wrestling and loves everything about it, and he works his ass off.
He mentioned the love of performing, and he also said the art of professional wrestling. And I've said that for a long time. The storytelling and the athleticism together is a real art form.
So a big shout out to them. If anybody in the West, if you're in Salt Lake, or if anybody listens to our pod out here in Utah, you have to look them up, follow on Facebook. And, you know, and that's another big thing too, is Manny has done a great job of promoting his shows. They're all over Facebook. They're all over all the social media outlets, getting their name out there, advertising, just doing the best they can to get butts in the seats. And so good for him.
Yeah, and then there's also another small promotion in Salt Lake City we've talked about several times, UCW. Also, those guys put on a great show too. So I'm excited for both of them.
It does nothing but good for other promotions. And because if you can get people to recognize just professional wrestling as a whole, you know, it does nothing but good for your promotion too. I mean, think about, like, you know, cross-promoting, sharing talent, you know, things like that. That I think it just does nothing but good for everybody.